You have retailers all over the United States are going out of business.
If the president is trying to impress his base, comments like that may do the trick. No doubt Trump has a personal beef with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post. But Trump, in going after Amazon, is also defending brick-and-mortar retailers, which he says are getting squeezed.
You look at some of these small towns where they had a beautiful main street with stores, the stores are all gone.
Those retailers, in many cases, mom-and-pop shops, part of what Donald Trump sees as his base. His effort to keep his supporters in Middle America and elsewhere happy may explain some of his recent rhetoric about tariffs, too, sounding more like he did during the campaign.
China's upset because of the way Donald Trump is talking about trade with China. They're ripping us off, folks.
And I believe that he's right. I mean, China has been ripping off us for a very long time, and Barack Obama didn't do anything about it. I mean, this is news talk radio, and I will, you know, get you informed and up to date on the local news stories and breaking news that are out there. So Eddie Murphy was found guilty and could be, you know, sentenced to 30 years in prison. He's 81 years old for, you know, molesting females and so on. Hello, this is Jesse the Great Show, News Talk Radio. So we just want to get down to something. Stormy Daniels' lawyer met with Kellyanne Conway last night at a dinner. And what I'm reading, I guess it went, you know, pretty good. You know, has become a highly visible presence in the media lately. Ongoing to his representation of Daniels, an adult film star who claims she had an affair with President Donald Trump. So my question is, what does it matter? Okay, so Trump had an affair with Stormy Daniels, an adult film star, in 2011. So my question is, what does it matter? I think she's coming out and talking about her story and that she had an affair with Trump because she wants money. I mean, come on, you're an adult film star. So you didn't want to come out back then because you didn't want to make your family, you know, feel bad for what happened, but you're an adult film star. I mean, come on now. And in Salem, Oregon, where I live, there is an adult place. And driving by there today, it says, "We have Stormy Daniels videos for you." So that got me thinking, maybe this is a stunt to get money. That's all it is. What does this have anything to do with anything that President Trump is doing? I mean, North Korea and South Korea met, and North Korea is saying that they're going to get rid of the nuclear weapons. Okay, so it could be all talk, yeah. So, but it also could be, you know, real. So maybe this is true. I mean, maybe North Korea is willing to get rid of the nuclear weapons and finally become friends with South Korea. And just imagine how much peace that could bring when the Korean Peninsula has no more nuclear weapons on it. We're not have to worry about them making a nuclear weapon to hit California. But also, you got to be prepared or worried because maybe this is just an act to get us fooled to where they can build a weapon that can hit the United States. So that way we think they're getting rid of the nuclear weapon, but they're not. They're actually building a bigger, better one without us even knowing. So this is where we need to be careful for. But I do applaud Trump so far. I think he's doing a fantastic job. And I just think he needs to stay off Twitter a little bit. But I think people just need to relax and just focus on now. Don't focus on, you know, all this and that. Just enjoy life. Spend time with your family. Be happy that God gave you another day to live. Just be thankful that you're still breathing and enjoying life. Spending another day with your family. Don't worry about what President Trump is doing. Okay? Just enjoy life. And give him a benefit of the doubt that he was the first Republican to have so many votes. I mean, he won Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio. He won Wisconsin. So think about that. The last person to do that was Ronald Reagan. I mean, so just think about it. Just give Trump the benefit of the doubt and everyone just relax. Everything's going to be okay. Tomorrow the sun will shine. Tomorrow you'll get in your car, you'll go to church, spend day with your family, and knowing that, you know what, Trump didn't kill us. Trump's actually doing an okay job. The Democrats don't want you to know that he's doing good, but just enjoy life. Breathe the air. Just be happy. That's all.